ABC Radio Australia.
A super typhoon equivalent to a Category 5 cyclone has set its sights on the Northern Marianas for the second time this year. The storm, dubbed Super Typhoon Baby, made landfall yesterday on Rota, a tiny island located just north of Guam. It's packing winds of close to 300 kilometres an hour, which are expected to last until later this morning. To find out more, we are joined on the line by Rota's Mayor, Aubrey Hocog. Mayor Hocog, welcome to the program. I trust it was a long night out your way.
Yes, it was. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem at all. So, yes, look, yesterday when we spoke, the typhoon had just made landfall. What's the status today?
So today we are waiting for our governor, David Appetang of the CNMI, to issue the all clear signal. This will then allow us to activate our own respective personnel to go out and begin our assessments.
I see. So the storm is set to pass later on this morning. It looks like that's still the case.
Yes, it is. And we are very thankful that we have not had any reports of any deaths or significant harm to our people. And we just want to make sure we go out and verify that and check on people. We've had a lot of phone calls from our residents, from their friends and families from off island who would like to just ensure that their loved ones are safe. We do have communications that are down right now. Our local carriers are unable to provide service, and so many of them are unable to communicate with their loved ones here.
But look, very encouraging that that no deaths have been recorded and no one seems to be hurt. Do you know if the island has sustained any serious damage, whether it be to homes or infrastructure or anything like that?
Yes, absolutely. Our island has undergone major, not only private residential, but our government facilities, our government assets, our public areas. And so that's one of the things our main focus will be today. Once we've been issued that all clear, we have already an action plan to deploy our team to do their respective assessments.
What about critical resources like electricity and water? Are they still functioning?
No, water and electricity has been turned off prior to the disaster, prior to the super typhoon. And so our utility corporation, they as well need the governor's all clear signal for them to be activated.
I see. Will that likely happen sort of a few days down the track, typically?
We are hoping for today. We have started receiving cancellation notices from our state level. This is part of the SOP. Once they do the cancellation, then that'll enter into the all clear stage, and then we can be able to activate. And of course, we have been in communication with our utilities. They are ready. They are on standby and ready to deploy and begin their assessments. Many of our emergency responders who have responded to our residents through their observation, there has been many power poles that have been damaged and destroyed.
It is Tuesday, July 7, and you're listening to Pacific Beats on ABC Radio Australia. I'm Kyle Evans, and I'm chatting with Aubrey Hocog, who is the Mayor of Rota, which is enduring a super typhoon as we speak. Now, Mayor Hocog, this is the second typhoon to have hit the Marianas this year. How does this one compare to Sinlaku, which struck back in April?
So this was a direct hit to Rota. We were affected with Sinlaku, but not so much to the extreme levels of our neighboring islands of Tinian and Saipan. And for Super Typhoon Bobby, it was a direct hit. And so our island has been devastated by this super typhoon. And then now once we move into the all clear, we can begin to shift to recovery mode.
I know this isn't the first one you've been through personally. Was this on the bigger end of typhoons you've endured in your life?
Yes, it has. But through our experience, this is actually about my fourth during my term as mayor for the municipality of Rota. But, you know, we learn every time, we learn through every experience, and all we can do is be prepared as best we can, convey clearly to our people what are the best practices, best strategies for them to do to prepare. And then, of course, seek safety at our respective identified shelters where they can be most protected.
And while Sinlaku obviously wasn't a direct hit earlier in the year, was the community still somewhat recovering from that typhoon as a baby was hitting?
Yes, because we were focusing on debris removal. You know, our island has really so much of our natural beauty, our natural habitat, and there was a lot of vegetation damage during Senlaku. And that was the focus at the time of, you know, in anticipation of Super Typhoon Bavi. And so we were just gearing towards clearing a lot of our debris alongside our highway, alongside our villages, our main villages. And that was where we were at. But now shifting to this, there's a lot of damage and loss to personal property. And this is where we will prioritize and focus on helping our residents.
And I guess just finally, Mayor Hocog, will this, or I guess the typhoons typically, do they impact things like critical industries, you know, whether that be sort of tourism or agriculture, things like that, that might sort of put members of the community back at square one?
Yes, absolutely. I'm very curious to see the damages to our ports. I do know, based on just preliminary assessments, that there have been damages to our seaport. We are again waiting for the all clear to assess our airports. But yes, absolutely. Many of our people rely on farming to export or to support their food sustainability here, whether it's to provide for themselves, our local community, or to export. And so this is one of the things that they will heavily rely on our federal partners through FEMA, Department of War. They will be able to assist us in that manner. And there have been some financial assistance for them to be able to access and hopefully get back on their feet and allow them to recover.
Yes, and it is good to hear that assistance has been unlocked and is on the way. I'll leave it there, Mayor Hocog, but thanks so much for joining us on Pacific Beat this morning to give us that update, and good luck with the cleanup, and God bless.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Rota's Mayor Aubrey Hocog speaking from the site of Typhoon Bavi in the Northern Marianas.